Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. On the 16th of April 2016, I had the great privilege of preaching at the dedication service for the new studios of Lutheran Radio UK in Cambridge. My assigned text was taken from Matthew chapter 28. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came, and he said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the very end of the age." As I thought about this text, it occurred to me that the Great Commission had much in common with the Lutheran Radio motto, "It's all about Christ and to all of God's people." Matthew chapter 28, not to mention the entire Bible, is all about Christ, the crucified and risen Jesus Christ. He is Emmanuel, God with us, born of the Virgin, yet conceived by the Holy Spirit, the Son of God, who at his baptism identified himself with sinful humanity so that all righteousness might be fulfilled. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, the bread of life, the light of the world, the resurrection and the life, and the way, the truth, and the life, who is the only way to God the Father. Jesus, and only Jesus, has the words of eternal life. All of Scripture is written so that we might believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and by believing in him, we will receive the forgiveness of sins, eternal life, and the right to be called the children of God. Christianity is all about Christ because he has all authority in heaven and on earth. Christ has all authority, not 75% or 90% or even 99%, but full and complete authority in heaven and on earth. There is no place where we humans can go where Christ's authority does not hold sway. God does not do mass. He does not deal in percentages or levels. It is all or it is nothing. Because Jesus is 100% human and 100% divine, he has cleansed us from 100% of our sins. In our baptism, God's name was placed upon us, and we were completely buried with Christ, put to death with him in his death, yet in baptism we were completely united with him in his resurrection. We are now new creations in Christ, with total access to God and his grace through our new birth. And this promise is for all people. For Christ mandates us to go into all the world to make disciples. There is nowhere that we are not to go, and no person is exempted from hearing the gospel. From Afghanistan to Zimbabwe, from Buenos Aires to Tromso, the message of Jesus Christ is for all people, no matter who they are or where they come from. And we are to proclaim and teach all that Jesus has commanded us. Nothing is to be omitted, ignored, or changed, but the Word of God is to be taught and preached in its full counsel. For a Christian, growing in knowledge and faith in God's Word is not optional. And why would it be? We don't ask the question, how much of God's Word is enough? No. Faith desires to regularly and consistently read, study, and hear God's Word, so that we may grow in faith and be conformed to Christ. As his disciples, we do not have to doubt or wonder if Christ is with us, for he promises that surely he is with us always, even to the end of the age. In all ways and in every situation, Jesus is with us. He is our good shepherd, leading us and guiding us, whether in green pastures or through the valley of the shadow of death. be assured that through His Word and His sacraments, Jesus comes to you and says, I love you. I am here for you. It really is all about Christ and for all of God's people. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, giver and perfecter of the faith, we thank and praise you for continuing among us in the preaching of your gospel, for our instruction and edification. Send your blessing upon the word which has been spoken to us, and by your Holy Spirit increase our saving knowledge of you, that day by day we may be strengthened in the divine truth and remain steadfast in your grace. Give us strength to fight the good fight, and by faith to overcome all the temptations of Satan, the flesh, and the world, so that we may finally receive the salvation of our souls. For you live and you reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.